You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.
Baseball's great charm is that the action comes in spurts, which leaves plenty of time to spin yarns, look at the girls, and make wisecracks.
Chaos. Here we go, folks. This is what we're talking about. This is what we've been waiting for. With the Orioles coming alive, those bats are waking up. We all knew it was going to happen. It was just getting a little frustrating waiting for it to happen, although it was only the first week of baseball. But that's how our patients are. A lot of us, I was, a lot of people reached out and said, hey, Nate, you okay, man? I heard that last episode. Everything all right. Yeah, well, look, the Orioles, you know, when they shit the bed, sometimes I shit the bed, and then I vomit it all over the mic and upload it in the episode if the Orioles have a bad week. It's just, you know, when the Orioles were not doing well, when the offense was just completely quiet, nothing was happening, and the runners in scoring position was shit in the bed, you see these young kids down in the minors that were hitting the ball, that were just going nuts. It's like having cars at home that don't run well. You know what I mean? They're nice cars. They're good cars. If you just work on them a little bit, they're going to be beautiful cars. But across the street, they're giving away these beautiful cars that run well, that look nice and shiny. They're exactly what you want. But your wife's like, no, no, we got plenty of cars at home, honey. The cars that you have work fine. They'll eventually work. But you're going, no, I want cars. I want those beautiful cars right now that are putting on a show. Well, I guess, you know, the patience was running thin, even though it was still the first week of April. But this is what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. After recording that episode last week, a little bummed out about how the Orioles are playing, the Orioles headed over to the shitbag city of Boston, swept those sons of bitches, and then we all see rainbows and cotton candy trees. The smiles were quickly coming back on our faces, and the energy was back up in Birdland. We were all happy.
Hell yeah!
Right now, the Orioles are 11-6, going for the sweep against the Twins. They've already taken two. And, of course, Corbin Burns, Grayson Rodriguez. They look good. Other than that, a little poop in the bed. We're going to talk about that here in just a minute. But the Orioles' offense, wake it up. They're number one in baseball right now. Not just with the American League, in all of baseball, with 27 home runs. Number three in slugging percentage, number seven in OPS, number six in RBIs, top 10 in doubles, top eight in triples. But the Orioles are last in walks. These kids like swinging, man. They are going down swinging because they're in the top eight. They're the eighth best in strikeouts. So just because they don't walk doesn't mean they're striking out. But that's funny. Yeah, last in the league in walks. They don't want to walk. They're going to go down swinging. That's what Adam Jones said one time. They're like, my God. I remember he just couldn't lay off that down and away slider. And he was told, he said, look, I don't get paid to walk. I get paid to hit the ball. I'm going to go down swinging. The Orioles have hit 3+ home runs in 4 straight games for the first time since May 21st to the 24th in 2013. The Orioles of 2013, you remember that lineup? It was a beautiful lineup. Who do we have? Nick Markakis leading off with Manny Machado, J.J. Hardy, Adam Jones, Chris Davis, when he was crushing it, Matt Wieters. Oh, Danny Valencia. Steve Pierce, World Series MVP player for the Red Sox. Old Dickerson. Oh, man, that was a crew. That was quite a lineup. But, yeah, the Orioles haven't done that since that lineup was playing for the Orioles. We also have Colton Cowser, Ryan O'Hearn, Jordan Westberg, Gunnar Henderson, Ryan Mountcastle, and Adley Rutschman are hitting a combined 315 with a 947 OPS to start the season.
Everyone can eat shit!
The Orioles have already, we've scored 100 runs in 17 games. So the Orioles offense, they woke up. Everything's looking just fine. Now the Brewers, they came into town at the right exact time. The Brewers are just playing their ass off. Now, it's no coincidence that when the Brewers are hot, they face two of the worst pitchers. I'm sorry. Tyler Wells, Cole Irvin. No more with those guys, okay? Holy shit. Cole Irvin, that little swooping curveball that he throws across the plate, it takes about 10 minutes to get to home plate. I mean, just not a good combination when that's the pitcher that's going up against the hot Brewers offense. So they came in. I was at the game Friday night. But being able to watch Colton Cowser play baseball, oh, God, it's a blessing. That guy, holy, I mean, how do you even explain what this kid's doing? And that's funny, my wife, you know, everyone's yelling Moo and the Moo Man and the Milkman, all of it. For some reason, my wife, she looks up, she's like, hell yeah, Moo Boy. And I'm like, Moo Boy? She's like, isn't that what they call him? Is it the Milkman or, you know, they Moo? But, but American League Player of the Week, of course. I mean, he just tore it up, especially in the Boston series. He had 10 RBIs and 10 RBIs in that series against Boston, up in Boston. Only six Oriole players in Orioles Browns history have had more than a three-game series since 1920. Of course, American League Player of the Week. Look at these stats. Or I should say, listen to these stats. Four home runs, 12 RBIs, and a 1.611 OPS. Oh, Colton Cowser's having fun. Old Moo Boy. Moo Boy's having fun. And when you see guys like Austin Hayes not doing well, it's tough to talk sports on social media a lot. When a player like Austin Hayes is slumping and you're stating the obvious, pointing out, you know, Austin Hayes, he's been struggling since last year's second half. We've talked about it before. You know, I don't want to keep talking about it till we're blue in the face about Austin Hayes. Yes, he's struggling. And by the way, if Austin Hayes is playing and you want to play a little drinking game, have fun at home, anytime he hits a hard ground ball to shortstop, you got to drink two. Got to drink two because you got to make up for it because, you know, they only bat three, four, five times a night. Every time, strikeout or ground ball. It's crazy. But when you're stating the obvious, man, there's a lot of people. Then, you know, fuck you, bro. I ride with Hayes. It's like, okay, settle down, Francis. We're not saying we want to put him in the electric chair. We're just stating the obvious that Austin Hayes is not the guy right now. People keep using the word slump. I don't think it's a slump. A slump is if it's been going on for 3 weeks or 4 weeks. It's been going on almost for a combined year now. The guy makes great plays in the outfield. Thank God for his glove. But I don't know. I don't know what you do with Austin. It will be very interesting to see what Hyde and Elias and the boys decide to do because it's starting to be a liability. I don't think it's a slump. I love Austin Hayes, too. He's a great guy, great personality. I'm sure he tips well when he goes out to eat, but we're just talking straight sports. And right now, talking about baseball, and when he bats, it's just not happening with him. Fuck you, man. That's my boy Hayes. Don't talk about it. Okay, calm down. Just stating the obvious. So I'd like to see what Hyde's going to be doing. But again, went to the game Friday night. The Brewers, they just kicked in the door, beat the hell out of everybody, and then just left. I still don't know why benches cleared that night. Of course, nothing happened. Just a bunch of players pushing out their chest and pacing around. You know, most of the time, no one's going to get in a fight. No one wants to get fined. No one wants to get hurt. It's not like the 90s, man. In the 90s, I remember when the benches would clear, you knew You were going to see some knuckles crunching up against the human skull. Some shit was going to go down. But I still don't know why the bench is clear Friday. That was the first game, my God, I probably almost in like over 10 years that we left before the ninth inning. It started to get cold, rainy. They're losing by 100. We said, all right, we're going to see Jackson Holliday bat one more time. That poor guy struck out. Jackson Holliday, oh boy. We have great tickets. We have tickets that are upper deck, but right behind home plate, a couple rows back. I almost like that view better than down low. I mean, you sit up there, you see everything, you get fly balls at you. It's fun. But the food in the upper deck and the service, what in the living hell is going on? That food is terrible. And the lines take forever to move. And there's only like 25, 30 people in line at a time. It takes forever to get your food. Those people move around like their feet are glued to the ground and they just look around like, I can't move. I don't know what to do. I can't make the chicken tenders. Like, what is that? And the hot dogs are terrible. This is over in like the 350 section, 354. If you know what I'm talking about, it's, you know, obviously the self-serve. I think a lot of them are like that now. You just kind of walk by, help yourself, and then pay for it down at the kiosk. And I love how they ask for a tip. But anyway, the food is terrible. The beer is always almost like room temperature. The hot dogs are just awful. Chicken tenders are stale. What is going on? And it's every time. We've been having tickets there for a couple years, and it's every time. So now when we're walking to the stadium, those guys who are grilling right outside the stadium across the street, oh, my God, the hamburgers, the hot dogs, sausages, oh, so good. So good. Delicious. So we always go there, get our food, and then go in. I don't know what the hell is going on up there, but it's just terrible service and terrible food. And I'm not trying to be a snob, like, oh, it's because you sit up. No, that's not it at all. I like it up there more. I look for tickets now, a couple rows back, right behind home plate, before I, you know, down below. I don't mind spending some good money for a good ticket, but those are great seats. I'm not just complaining because we're up on the upper deck. Terrible food. I don't know if you've experienced that, but Jesus. Get your shit together, Camden Yards. Terrible, but offense no longer a concern for right now. Right now, the offense is looking good. As soon as Jackson Holliday gets going, I don't know, man. Look, the guy's trying to figure it out. Nobody is pitching to him. Nobody is. There's articles showing of around the strike zone, showing where the pitchers are throwing it up. Nobody is throwing down the center of the plate. Not even around the middle of the plate. The only pitcher that did is when he crushed it to right field and got his first base hit. He's going to adjust. Jackson Holliday, he's constantly in an 0-2 count. He will work on it. He's got nothing to learn down in AAA anymore. AAA is gone, out. It's disappeared. He no longer needs to be down there. He'll figure it out. But the offense right now, not a concern. Now, starting pitching is definitely a concern for now. Because right now it's just Burns and Grayson Rodriguez. And those two, extremely fun to watch. The Orioles are combined 8-0 in their record when their two best pitchers, of course, Grayson, Corbin, when they're pitching. Now, 3-6 when the other three are pitching. Obviously, you're talking about Wells, Kramer, and Irvin. Now, I know a lot of people, including me, talking about Trevor Bauer. We're like, fuck it, why not? Bring on Trevor Bauer. You know, he was a Cy Young, what was that, in 2021? Was it 2020 or 2021? You know, he's still throwing heat. He's putting up videos of showing he's throwing 96, 97. So, me including, I said, yeah, fuck it. Why not? Bring him on. Give him a try. Because with Bradish out, Means out, and we got to watch guys like Wells and Irvin pitch, why not? Why not? Well, I'll tell you why not. It's a big no bueno, because in the Mexican League, 3.2 innings pitched, 7 hits, 4 runs, 2 strikeouts, and 1 error. His ERA right now is 9.82. That's in the Mexican League. Yeah. So, I don't know. No bueno. No bueno, Trevor Bauer. Let's see you get those numbers up a little bit. But at the same time, and I know Bradish means, you know, the names keep getting brought up in conversations. And just watching Wells and Irvin pitch. Even Dean Kramer. I'm not a fan of Dean Kramer. I've mentioned it before. I know a lot of people like him. I just, you know, he's had good outings. I'm not going to say he's the worst pitcher I've ever seen. But I've just never been a fan. I mean, there's those players, I'm sure you have. They rub you the wrong way. It's just something about them. Like, I remember Wei-Yin Chen for the Orioles. That was another pitcher I couldn't stand. He always left stuff belt high. And if he had a bad outing, it was real bad. But that's with Dean Kramer. He constantly leaves the ball up. And his fastball movement always comes back smack dab in the middle of the plate. It's like he doesn't know how to work his movement. I don't know what it is. But Utah Street Report, they did an article about pitching. And Dean Kramer was part of the article. And I like what they said. It says, Kramer's go-to pitch this season has been his four-seam fastball, which he throws 32% of the time, about 32%. In the article, it says, the only problem with his approach is that Kramer's fastball is getting hammered. In 2024, opponents are hitting 368 against the heater with an 895 slugging percentage. Three of the four home runs and four of the seven total extra base hits Kramer has given up came off his fastball. And of course, that's what he keeps throwing. So, end quote. Yeah, that's because his pitches are always left belt high. You know, his career ERA, it's a 4.38. This year, he's 0-1, 4.98 ERA, 1.22 whip. But man, does he love to give up the home runs. And like Utah Street Report's article, let's drop the mic there. The fastball is just not working. But he throws it 32% of the time. 368 batters against his fastball.
That's not a good start, but keep going.
Now, Wells and Irvin.
They suck. They do. They do suck.
I'm just not taking them seriously right now. I'm not going to sit here and break it down about them because I know we're not going to see them much longer. I'd say by next month, they won't be starters. Whether a trade happens or Means and Bradish are both back, whatever it is, we're not going to see them continue to go on the rubber and pitch. Now, Kyle Bradish pitched down in Bowie yesterday, and the word was that he looks like 2023. One hit, zero runs, zero walks, four Ks, 44 strikes against 26 balls, five groundouts, throwing around 95 to 96 velocity right now. So he's looking good. Again, I keep mentioning it. I'm just really worried anytime someone has any sort of arm injury with a guy like Bradish. Oh, man. So the pitching just needs to get a little better because right now the offense is just crushing it. And unless Burns and Grayson are pitching, the offense is going to have to score at least anywhere from 9, 10, 11 runs. Now, Cedric Mullins. I love it. I love how well he's been playing because I love getting the texts and the emails and the calls. Oh, what do you think of him now? I've always said on the podcast, I love Cedric Mullins, but look, if he's not here tomorrow, what do I always say? I wouldn't lose sleep over it. But lately how he's been playing, golly, I might lose a little sleep. I might have to eat some dog shit from what I've been talking about Cedric. Told you last week, my father-in-law almost had a heart attack when I told him, yeah, I'm okay if Cedric was in a trade and went. I'd be okay. But right now, how he's playing, holy shit. Look, Monday night, he made the best catch of the year. It's in April, and you can already give him the award for the best catch in the outfield. Hands down. How he caught that, I don't even know. He looked when he jumped up in the air to catch that ball. It was like being a kid when you run up to your parents' bed and you just do a Superman and dive, knowing you're not going to get hurt because you're landing on a bed. Well, he fucking flew. And it's like, Cedric, you do realize the next feeling you're about to feel is the ground. Like, you're landing on the ground. He caught the ball, and you can see when he kind of got up, he was like, ooh, that didn't feel good. But he just fucking hook off. Flew for that ball. Put his life on the line. Because that saved the inning. There's two outs, guy on second. And Kevin Brown right before the pitch. And of course, Mullins had to save the old Cole Irvin special. The old swooping curveball right down the plate. And I don't remember who was batting, but boy, did he crush it. It sounded like a bolt of thunder. And Kevin Brown, right before that pitch, was talking about how bad the Twins are with runners in scoring position. And I'm standing there going, yeah, you jinxed it. Guarantee it. So when he hit it, boom. I'm like, way to go, Kevin. Good job. Way to jinx. Oh, my God. He caught it. That's basically how it went. It's crazy. I couldn't believe he caught that. Again, it's just one of those plays where you just stare at the TV, jaw dropped, wondering what the fuck did I just witness? That was amazing. And he's always filthy in the outfield. His defense has never been a problem. But his last 22 at bats, he's batting a .364 average. So he's doing just fine. But I love it. Every time he makes a big play or hits a home run, yeah, man, people don't forget. What do you think of him now? At the end of the day, look, something's stirring. Something's brewing up. You can just feel it in the air. Mike Elias, when they show him in the seats at Camden Yards, Sigma Idell sitting behind him, you have that gut feeling like there's a trade. Something's going down. I don't know. All those young kids down in the minors playing their face off, are they going to be part of the trade? We're going to see Heston Kerstead soon. Look, Jackson Holliday is going to figure it out. He is. He's just not going to be a batter who just never figured it out. And we go, oh boy, one of the biggest busts in baseball. The kid's going to be fine. And he's so fucking fast. So the more he gets on base, more stolen bases. Oh man, the guy's just going to be a tear. But man, he likes striking out. Because the poor kid, look, he's 20 years old. He's a kid. Of course he wants to put on a show. His patience is not fully there yet. So he's not getting pitched to. And he wants to hit so bad. So he's swinging at junk pitches. And unfortunately, it's not working out for him. But I think we can all come together and agree on something here. People need to stop with the wave during tense moments of the ball game. Please. You already know my opinion for the wave. I think anyone who starts the wave in a stadium should be escorted out immediately. But okay, people like the wave. I'll stop bitching about it and move on. Let people have their fun. But what are you doing? It's the bottom of the eighth inning. The Orioles are winning against the Brewers the other day to try to not get swept. It's a tense moment. Ooh, ooh. It's like, what are you doing? Who started that? All right, I'm going to bitch about that. If I'm going to let it go about the wave, do your thing. But intense moments late in the game. The Orioles are up. The closers are, woo, knock it off. Just knock it off. Can we agree on that? The Brewers game, these fans were acting like as if, you know, circus music was going to start and clowns were going to come out riding unicycles and everyone, you know, they're out there juggling and we're just having fun. Don't you know what's on the line right now? We got a tense moment. Oh, that was funny. I did see people on X tweeting out as well, like, what the fuck are you doing? What are you doing? Who started that? Get him out of the stadium. But Jackson Holliday, knee-jerk reaction. Yeah, I see it everywhere. He, go back down to AAA. He needs some time. He doesn't. AAA and the majors, it is a different universe, not even close, which is a shame because you would hope that if you're tearing it up in AAA against AAA pitching, that when you come out of the majors, but no, it is just night and day. And he's just figuring it out. He's working on it. He had some loud outs. I love his swing. When he connects, that ball is going to take off, but he's just not getting pitched to. And he'll eventually start taking the walks. He's walked. understandably frustrating watching him. I mean, you don't want to continue to keep a guy in the lineup that's a liability, but I think we know his potential. As long as everybody else in the lineup is tearing it up, again, like I said earlier, 27 home runs, best in all the league, in the entire league. So as long as those guys are doing just fine, okay, we'll have a little patience with Jackson Holliday striking out every at bat. Look, if he came up like everyone thought, and he went 12 for 12 with four home runs already, oh my God, he's the best. He would eventually go 1 for 16, 2 for 20, just how baseball works. But it is getting frustrating. Like I said, as long as everybody else is doing just fine and they're winning games, okay, just be a little patient. But I think we can all see it with the swing. It's got loud outs, slowly but surely. This is how what we're going to do. We're going to be patient. I want to give some props to Craig Kimbrell.
I've got balls of steel.
That guy is hold it down. I love it. I love the guys who are not a head case. We'll always talk about that on here. If you're not a head case and you can pitch in late innings, come on down. And Craig Kimbrell, way to go, Elias. He knew what he was doing. The guy's been around forever. 2011 to 2014, he was the best reliever in baseball. 151 ERA. He struck out 42% of opposing hitters. And the dude doesn't give up home runs, and that's what we love. And look at him go. 2024, he's still here, and he's still holding it down. Not only that, but Craig Kimbrell has the most strikeouts in ninth inning in all of baseball. He's got 980. That's the most. So I'm okay with Craig Kimbrell going out in the ninth inning to save these games for the Orioles. Hell yeah. Everything's clicking right now. Everything's looking okay. We just need Jackson Holliday to hit. Look, we got Gunnar Henderson. Every time that boy comes up to bat, it's like, okay, he's going to put on a show. I mean, the guy just completely smashes the ball. Right now, he's number one in all of baseball with the average exit velocity of each hit of 96.6 miles per hour. So being an Orioles fan right now, we're having a good time. A lot of Yankee fans talking a lot of shit. A lot of shit about how they're just going to take this division. It'll be over by May. A lot of concerned looks on these New York Yankee fans' faces up north. Yankees are a good team. But the Orioles, my opinion, actually, I'm going to state it's a fact. They're a better team. They're going to get bigger, better, stronger. The pitching's going to get better. The offense is just going to keep crushing home runs. I mean, we're not even in the hot days yet, and these balls are flying out the stadium. So right now, if you're tuning into this episode, the Orioles are trying to sweep the Twins on a Wednesday. I have a feeling they're going to sweep them the way they're playing. I'm going to call it here. I'm going to say in the bottom of the ninth inning, it'll be tied, hopefully like a 1-1 game. I'm going to say Cedric Mullins hits a walk-off home run. That's what I'm going with. The guy's playing so hot. I'm just going to go with he's going to be the one to win it. And that's it. Now, last week, I was talking about how, you know, with the pitcher's arms, everyone's getting hurt. I wanted to talk about that. We'll talk about that next week. Again, fullcountchaos@gmail.com. I want to know your thoughts about it. That's been the conversation a lot lately with baseball. I see Jim Palmer, of course, on X, getting involved in that topic. That's interesting. What is going on? And I think I have an idea. I think a lot of us probably have a decent idea what's happening, but I'd like to talk about it. Again, anything on your mind, I want to hear about it. Every day, every week, no matter what it is, I want to hear from you. FullCountChaos@gmail.com. Till next time.